Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
To the Headchat podcast.
I don't think anyone's listening anymore.
148.
I don't think anyone's listening.
What do you mean? That is an authentic, real bagpipe.
I love bagpipes.
Was it really?
That was real.
Yeah.
I think that makes it worse.
I love bagpipes. I do. And I love bagpipe music.
Why?
And because it's great. No, it can sound amazing.
You're a liar.
No, no, I do.
No one loves
bagpipe
music.
Come on. Like when we saw the stuff in Stirling, when we went to see The Witcher, and they did all like the big chorus of bagpipes and the marching drums.
I was just
and all
cheering for the guys
stuff.
In kilts.
Okay. Well, I like it.
You're just looking down.
But one bagpiper on its own is hard to pull off. And I'm not sure the Hat Films tune fits bagpiping that well.
No, well.
Got the notes right, though.
He did. It was nailed it. Mm.
Thank you very much, Jay Harkonnen, for that fingal.
Big up,
entering
Jay
us into a new era of Hat Films. Well, this is like the end of the current Hat Films. Because.
What the is it?
No. It's not ending.
Hat Chat, you mean?
We're just modifying.
You
the
said
format.
The end of the current Hat Films.
Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I
don't
know. Christ. Holy shit. I'm confused. And we should probably apologize for the last 4 weeks of not being here.
Yeah.
We'll we were ill. We went to Iceland. We went to places.
We can just have a little catch up with you guys today, I think.
To clarify, I think what I was meant to say was we're changing Hat Chat a little bit, or at least trying to change Hat Chat a little bit. So it's not going to be entirely hypotheticals. In fact, we might lay off the hypotheticals for a while because we appreciate there's only so many hypotheticals you can really do without constantly coming back to aliens.
I could keep talking about what superpower I want all the time.
Yeah. So instead, we're going to try and make this a bit more just chatty. The clue's in the name.
Yeah.
A bit more chatty. Talk about current affairs a bit. Try and make some jokes of it. There will be one more hypothetical at the end of this because it got sent out before we decided to do this. So
yeah, we can still do
it's
some.
A good one. And it'll be fun to talk about. But ultimately, the hypotheticals are prompts for us to chat.
I kind of thought they always were really like they just invited silly conversation.
But I think people now are fixating, and maybe we are to an extent as well, fixating on the hypotheticals a bit.
Like
and just
rails.
Seeing it like a hypotheticals podcast where we come to the same conclusions.
Mm.
So just spice things up a bit. We're going to stop that for a while.
Okay, Alex.
That's it. That's it. That's really it.
Keep it loose. Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
They'll come to episode 148, is it now?
Yeah, and this is about the point we do become a full right-wing alpha male podcast.
Finally. We have spent 147 episodes avoiding it.
Yeah.
And now we can finally see our true colors. Did we bring the red hats? Or I mean, yours pink.
I got mine faded.
Ah.
I got the memo wrong.
He wore his in the sun too long.
Did you mix it with the whites in your washing machine?
Silly.
No. It got really sunblocked when I was standing outside the Capitol.
Yeah. No, we won't be doing that.
I'm glad that got overshadowed.
We
fucking
won't
hell.
Be talking
I said
about
the red hats.
What did
hats.
You say?
Always mixed with the whites.
Oh, I see.
Oh, gosh. He's going in.
I think we both
going
different
the
jokes.
Theme,
oh, what did you say?
I said mine got faded from all the time I was standing outside the Capitol. So
when are we going in?
I think we just got on a tour. We're going on a tour, pipe. Is it? What's the guy with the horns doing?
Yeah.
All right, let's do the. Well, should we leave the hypothetical to the end? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
End it on a hypothetical.
Yeah. Let's talk about some stuff that we've been doing recently. So, reason
why
again,
have we been away for so long?
Oh, yeah.
For a whole
because
month.
We travelled for the first time in about a year and everyone got ill.
We did get ill. Well, yeah. I got ill during the kind of sort of, well, I had a sore throat.
I got ill straight after.
Ross was a little bit ill. Trot was pretty damn ill.
Yeah.
And then Ross got an eye infection, probably all from the same hot spring spa we went to.
It was such a broth of illness.
It was like, I was like,
stop drinking the water. Stop it.
I really tried to find us like an exclusive experience so we didn't feel like we were in a public swimming pool, but it did just kind of feel like we were in a public swimming pool at times. So we went to a the hell was it called? Sky Lagoon Spa in Iceland. And more importantly, we went to
Iceland.
Not
the Blue Lagoon, the Spa Lagoon.
Yeah, we didn't go to the Blue Lagoon because they were like, that's a tourist trap. Go to this one. And it was like, I feel like I've been trapped again.
Different tourist
traps. Different tourist traps.
They're all tourist traps, really. I mean, I guess it's...
Unless you go and find the ones out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, kind of. But yeah, we went to Iceland. It was amazing.
Yeah.
There are vlogs that Ross has been working on for weeks now.
Yeah. I forget how much footage we film when we go out there. It's always a lot. And I at the time, I'm always like, well, yeah, more is better.
Mm-hmm.
Until I have to sit down and edit it.
Oh, yeah.
Every evening. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, more is good. But like, there was hunting the whales. I say hunting. That's the wrong term. Because we are deadly against... deadly is not the word either. We are against... I shouldn't say it with a smile.
Stop it now.
We don't want the whales.
Well, we don't want the whales hunted.
I'd say it without a smile now.
Or attacked. The reason we were there was we were there with WDC, which is Whale and Dolphin Conservation, which was a charity that the Jingle Jam worked with, and they very kindly invited us out there to go and see some belugas, which are crazy creatures they have in a rehabilitation centre on a random island off the south coast of Iceland. We went there. It was really cool. The belugas themselves are like... otherworldly.
They were like aliens.
Yeah.
From the film Aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, to be fair, the melon is a bit alien like.
Yeah, they got a big, their skin color as well.
Like squishy top headers.
Their pallid color and like, not pallid, like, you know, like the matte of their
ceramic
skin and stuff.
White.
Yeah, yeah.
And the tiny mouth that comes out, that's kind of alien like as well.
Yeah.
It was very, very cool. As a huge nature enthusiast myself, it was really cool to see all of the amazing wildlife there. Puffins. Like, you know, puffins are there as well. They're so cool.
I was a melon lover. I loved them.
You love the belugas because they have their big melon. The melon, if you're not aware, is the big fatty forehead they have on the front of their head, which apparently helps with acoustics.
It like moves. It's like a muscle. It kind of, yeah, they kind of squish it around. It's quite interesting. But yeah, that was really cool. We had exclusive access to them and we filmed them up close. So there is...
it's going
to
be some great footage.
What episode that's on too. But yeah, so the plan will be to release those soon because they're almost all done now. And that's good.
And during that, we went out on two separate whale watching trips, which is what Ross was referring to at the start of this.
Watching.
Which
with
is,
our eyes.
We were trying to find the whales. And what's even harder than that is using a narrower field of view camera to film whales that may pop up at any point around you in a huge open sea. So Ross had to film a lot.
Yeah,
to
get like very few on that particular whale watching trip. But I ended up just kind of like filming just a blank area of sea, hoping for the best.
Wait
for them to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you whipping around catching the tail end, quite literally.
Which I did a few times, but yeah, that's... So it's tough. It'd be hard to film them in the wild, I think.
Nature documentarians.
Well, maybe with better cameras, maybe it would be easier.
They probably had longer than a couple hours on a boat as well.
Yeah, but that's just the thing.
And
though.
It was
they
a
had to spend
day.
Hours on a boat. Imagine having to spend hours as a nature documentary maker, like having to spend hours in these horrible conditions.
It's
looking through a tiny viewing hole on a camera, like, it's like being a submariner or something, isn't it?
But then you see the amazing shots on like Planet Earth 2, where it is. Or is it Blue Earth? Blue, it is Planet Earth 2, I think. Of the like humpbacks. Crazy
fucking
shots, man.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And it's just all so well done and like...
Well done? Is that
nice.
Intentional?
Nice.
No. You turned it into it and I thank you for that. And it was expertly done. And whereas I would have been like moving left and right. Oh, catch over there, catch over there. These guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
That's why that's not my job.
Somebody's made a good point though, like with whale photography, any successful shots are usually a bit of a fluke.
Yeah. And getting them out of like breaching and like actually lifting out of the water would be incredible.
The fluke is the tail of a whale.
Is it?
You know when they do the big tail slap?
It's another pun.
But it is also fluke.
But it was also right. It's a good
joke.
It's
100%
it?
Because it's also fluke. Yeah. But it depends. I don't know. Like, you can lure them out somehow, right? Can you lure them?
Lure the whales.
Yeah.
You can't chum them like you can with sharks.
It's a lot easier if you can poon them, because then they're tethered and then you can get all the shots
well, this is something we never endorse. No, but we can still joke about. And it's important to maintain jokes about issues we care about, you know?
If you get too serious, then you don't...
You become weirdly hypocritical.
But we did learn about how disgusting hunting is.
And completely unnecessary.
These grenades at the end of a harpoon.
And they're often unsuccessful in the first poon, so they end up just shooting them multiple times, and it's horrible. It's
and the whole time, the pod of whales are, like, all going through a horrifically traumatic experience because they're essentially the mental age of, like, a 10-year-old. So, like, they can... suffer and experience horrible things, and then if the wrong whale gets taken out of a pod, then that pod becomes lost because they have like leadership roles. It's crazy, and essentially they're way too smart to kill, so stop doing it, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's pretty miserable when you think about it. And we watched a few documentaries while we were there, well, a couple of them, and
one in the museum. There's lots of good footage in our vlogs. I highly recommend you go to our Hat Films YouTube channel and watch the series when it comes out.
When it's out. I mean, if it might already be out by the time you get to episode 148 of this podcast.
Well, if you're starting from scratch on HatChat, yes.
Yeah.
It should be out.
It will be out.
God, any scratches
God,
out there?
I hope so.
Any scratches watching? Is this
unless something happens to this computer in front of me within the next few days.
What?
Well, this is it's all on here.
What, this podcast?
All the footage, the whole edit and stuff.
But you've got it backed up on this drive behind you as well, right?
That's also attached to the computer. So if a small fire localized to me,
just upload
the
whole thing to Dropbox one night, because it'll give us more storage.
It's a terabyte.
Yeah. We've got a thing where they just give you the storage you need.
Yeah, they just keep upping
it. Chuck it up there. But you could just leave it up overnight.
To be fair, I do have everything on SD cards as well.
Yeah,
we do have a backup.
Well, you know, there's cloud services in place to protect you and us from catastrophe.
Yeah, true. I don't know, man. They'll be out soon.
He doesn't trust the cloud. That's what it is.
You don't trust the cloud.
He doesn't trust the cloud.
I don't even trust those bloody clouds.
Anyway, that's where we were. We were in Iceland. We had a great time. There'll be amazing vlogs about it very soon, in the coming weeks, probably. After that, we came back. Trot got COVID. First time ever, we were joking about how he'd never got it, and that was quite remarkable. Yeah. And then he fucking got it.
So close to like submitting myself to science and being like, I am immune.
Yeah.
But no, I'm very much vulnerable like everybody else, and I've just been lucky up to this point.
Do you think it was a new strain or old school?
I imagine it's always a new strain, right?
Yeah. It's still an Omicron variant, but it's a mutation of an Omicron variant. But
boring.
Fuck me up.
Boring variant.
Fuck me up. Like, it started off like cold, flu-y. Kind of a bit like fevery, hot and cold flushes, and then just didn't get better. Like, usually after like a couple days you start to feel a little bit better. I just didn't feel better.
Yeah, it's annoying,
that's the difference,
it?
I think.
Yeah.
Swollen penis.
Enormous. Off the charts.
Extreme.
Hard to tell how much bigger it's getting when there isn't a measuring tool.
Mm. Honey, come in here. Does this look normal to you?
It's like a prize marrow.
Yeah. What
way
the fuck?
Big.
Why have you put it on a patch
Why is
of soil?
It so wide and short? No, but you ended up going to a wrestling match.
I did. So NHS guidelines now is 5 days of isolation. And if you feel better, just go back to work. They basically want you to work now. Well, the government does. They're telling NHS to.
Of course
to.
They do.
But on the fifth day, it was the worst week to get COVID, because there was quite a few things happening. Like, my mum was coming to visit, the whole family was coming up on the Friday.
Oh, it's never convenient to get ill, is it?
Huh?
Never convenient.
No, it's not. No, it's
never convenient. And then on the Sunday, I went to a historical, Smith loves me saying this, historical wrestling event, which had a record attendance at Wembley Stadium. And I was still like, no, I was fine. I didn't have COVID anymore. Like, I did my test and stuff.
But you were exhausted.
I was exhausted and watched a load of men and women get sweaty and throw each other around.
And the big takeaway from that was you found that the commentary really lends itself. So watching it live,
I prefer the TV version.
That was what you felt, right?
It was cool to go to.
Yeah.
But like, if you're peeking over people that are constantly standing up and stuff, it's the crowd.
Yeah.
The people are the problem. And like, you can't hear the wrestlers. You're too far away. I was next to the ramp, which is pretty cool, so I saw them coming in and out. But other than that, like, the novelty was like, I've done this now.
Yeah. It probably applies to a lot of like sports as well. Like F1 or something, probably still you see a lot more action watching it on TV than a small part
segment.
Of the track. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess it's an experience, isn't it? So it's something to do.
It was an experience, and I'm quite, glad that I went to the first big London, UK-based wrestling event that hasn't
historic.
Happened.
It was historic.
It's historical. 81,000
people are going to be scholars will write about this.
It will be in the annals of history.
3,000 years from now, they'll talk about it.
Wrestling.
Seems like a long time. I think they'll forget.
We think they'll forget about
in
everything.
3,000 years, yeah.
That's a long time.
I don't think this planet will be...
Do we remember much from 3,000 years ago? Was. How much recorded history is there from 3,000 years ago?
It gets a bit hazy at that point. Bloody pyramids were there, weren't they?
The time team knows some stuff.
Get Tony Robinson in.
Yeah.
Can we get him on a podcast?
Probably not. Tony?
Yeah. You know Baldrick from Blackadder?
You know Baldrick?
You know Baldrick?
I would only address him as Baldrick.
Oh, Baldrick.
Which I imagine he gets all the time.
What?
It's probably quite shit, to be honest, to be just known as a character for
wasn't
the entire
it,
life.
Actually saying that 3,000 years ago, God didn't make the world yet.
No, it hadn't been done.
So
who?
God. Also known
the original
as
G.
Who's that?
OG.
Top G?
Top G.
That's right. Somebody else.
It's a different one. I don't know what you're talking about, Trot. But it sounds
ridiculous.
Poppycock.
So then Trot got a little bit better, went to see some wrestling, and then Ross got a little bit under the weather because he got some poo in his eye, didn't you?
Poo eye. I don't know if it was poo. I got conjunctivitis. Bacterial conjunctivitis.
It's bacterial conjunctivitis, but we're calling it poo eye.
I had to put goo, like this fucking ointment into my eye, like under the lid. Which is so gross.
Yeah.
I hated doing it. It's like sliming up your eye.
Love it. I put stuff in my eyes all the time.
Yeah, but it was like that thick?
Not that thick.
It was like a paste.
Custard.
Put paste in your eye. Tell me, come back to me and be like, yeah, it was fun. I always do this.
Did it sting?
No, it doesn't sting. It's just, it's more just like you're blurry eyed for a bit.
That was like me when I got these fucking drops put in.
Yeah, it's like that, but also you just got, goop in your eye. You kind of need to leave it in there because it's antibiotic. So you have to kind of just like use one eye for a bit and just be cat in one eye.
Well, I was cat in no eye.
So I'd mastered that kind of like, it was like this. That's how it looked if you were watching this on YouTube. You can watch this on YouTube.
It's got really cool camera movements now.
It's got a PTZ. We got a PTZ for an upcoming role play idea.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see. Yeah.
Thinking about doing a role playing idea soon, aren't we? Aren't we? Chris, do you want to talk about that?
What, the sexy one or the...
No, the normal one.
Okay, because that was gated.
Right.
The normal one. We're doing a... if you've seen our content before, we've done Booty. Smith has run that one, which is a... D&D based roleplay.
Took the D&D roleplay world by storm.
It's actually fundamentally shifted the whole
paradigm.
Industry.
Yeah, the whole industry stepped slightly to the side to avoid the podcast coming through.
Yeah, Booty.
Now you're coming in with your own idea.
Yeah, which is not my own idea, but it's our idea.
Right.
Because it's based on our Jingle Jam saga, Neon Musk, which is all about a dystopic future where there are Crocomen, which is a hybrid of human and crocodile.
Yeah.
Created by some philanthropist billionaire psycho called Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Is actually Elon.
We just named him. Yeah, it's just Elon Musk.
And we're trying to create a soundscape every time we do this charity. We just do improv music.
It's just continued. It's the same one. But no, it's not the same one. We did one in 2017.
Yeah.
Then we left it for a couple of years. Then went back to it. But now that's all we've done for the last 3 years.
Exactly.
And because we wanted higher quality music.
We've been world building this whole time, and I thought, why not dive into that world and have a little role play sesh? Because I think it would be fun, and we all know it.
We could certainly make it up well enough.
Exactly.
You know? So we're going to be playing Crocomen, right?
Oh, well, I mean...
You don't know?
We don't know. I'm going to guess. This actually is a guess, because this might be wrong. But yeah, we'll be...
I've got a plan.
Part of a crew.
He's planning something. It. So
you guys got to work together, obviously.
It'll be a sci-fi role-play adventure where me, Ross, and Craig, I believe, are the characters, and Trot is the DM. So that's coming up.
Set in the world of Neon Musk.
Yeah. So that'll be... It'll probably... What were we saying? It's going to have like limited parts to it as well, isn't it? I remember we talked about this a little bit. I don't know if we want to talk about it now or not, but essentially it'll have a...
Thinking about how we air it, basically, the first episode, at the very least, will be a full-on public release... But Booty, we noticed, very much appealed to a very bespoke amount of our audience and was very much a niche that the people that loved it really loved it, and it was a very wide appeal, which is fair enough, but we still want to do more of it. So we're thinking it might become a members series. But we haven't 100% of that yet, but that is the way we're thinking. Episode 1, See if you like it. If you do, become a member. Watch the rest of it. That's the idea.
I see. And we don't know when we're doing that yet either.
No. But October's I do busy. Like the idea of Croctober. Someone just said Croctober.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. There's like 3 weeks of October where we're doing various different things.
We're going to TwitchCon and Las Vegas in October. That's
it's in the same place.
It's the same place. We'll go to TwitchCon for a couple of hours, Vegas. And then we'll spend the rest of the time in Vegas doing fun stuff.
Another vlog series.
We're going
to Ross to edit. I'm going to record so much footage.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cover everything. Hours and hours on my phone.
We'll see.
Every toilet trip I'm going to record. Can you put that in?
Yeah, I can put them in. I suppose I don't.
Uncut.
Ding!
I can put some music to that. Make that interesting somehow.
So we're going pissing to
do a montage.
Yeah, like I want a little
pissing
like
montage.
You've got diabetes. We are going to Vegas. It's going to be interesting. We're staying in a nice hotel. We're going to go and
do some
activities. We've never done the American TwitchCon before.
I imagine it's the same.
Do you think it's going to be much different? Yeah.
But it's going to be very American.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
It's weird because I don't really know what to do at a TwitchCon. As in, if I was a watcher of Twitch, are you going specifically to see the person that streamed? You like watching
and the community stream? Around them, I imagine. Yeah,
people are forming groups and being like, we can finally meet.
So
up.
It's like they've hired a hall and just said, but you do the. It's like you create the content again. Essentially,
it's kind of stupid because we also have to pay for tickets.
Oh, we do. Yeah, yeah.
But as a creator, it's bloody dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to think from our viewpoint of what there is merch there.
Twitch merch, yeah. She's expensive.
Twerk. I guess you can get it online as well, right?
You can get it online.
We won't spend much time at the TwitchCon, I imagine. We'll probably just breeze through that one in, like you say, a couple hours and then actually go do some cool shit.
Yeah, if you want to see us, we'll make it clear and it'll be a very limited amount of time when we are there.
Yeah.
Because we want to go and explore Vegas and do some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can't record a convention for too long without it being boring. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's just loud. And I'm not selling it, am I?
And it's loud. It's busy.
And there are people who are,
it's warm. Just, it smells like bodies.
If we're not, unless we're doing a specific thing, or like saying, okay, X amount of people come here, blah, and there's blah. Our merch and stuff, and our kind of our setup.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
We don't have the York.
I don't
setup.
Understand the reason to go otherwise. But it's maybe it'll be better than the other ones we've been to.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Fingers crossed. And if you are going, then
all the best conventions happen in Vegas,
right? When and where we'll be.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got some great tips on things to do or see, leave them in the comments
give us tips.
Wherever this is being put, like on the YouTube channel. Because that might be useful. I've done quite a lot of research and, you know, we've got some time. But let's say.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do some different things. Because obviously we've been to Vegas a few times now, well, a couple of times now, which is pretty cool. And we've done a lot of stuff there. But there's plenty to do normally. Mm. So obviously there's loads of shows and stuff you can go and see, but we can't film or make that entertaining.
Can't make content out of it. We
would
just
be there
enjoying it. Yeah,
you can't just film a Cirque du Soleil and be like, oh, I'll just re-upload the whole thing onto YouTube. We can't do that. No. We try to with the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil experience. I just... Well, it's bizarre that we went to that.
No
one.
Regrets.
I think it was the fact that it was like one of our last nights there, and we just like, well, we didn't we get the concierge to sort it out for us?
Like, yeah, I'll get you some seats. And they were like the best seats in the house as well. And like we were right in front of the fucking actors who came out, who were clearly actors.
They stood
we should
out
go see somewhere. Adele.
She's there.
I know.
Why is she in Vegas?
Doing like a Vegas
She does
thing.
Like a Vegas thing. So she just like gets paid like
they get paid
tons of money.
Shit tons.
She residency. Still tour the world though.
No, she's doing a residency in Vegas. She like Celine Dion did. They just stay put in Vegas for like a year. And then they do like 100, 200 shows. And then they make like hundreds of millions of pounds.
They basically get a net, a giant net.
Yeah, yeah.
And just
I
fill
thought
it with
that's
cash.
Where celebs go to die
each
though.
Night.
Is she
done? No, she's not.
I mean, it's like a great thing to do for a bit. Like if you're Adele, you've got a bunch of successful albums.
Some do.
Huh? What, die there?
Well, Celine Dion was there until she got ill, I think.
She ill now, is she?
I think so.
She ill. How old? She's quite old now, isn't she? Well, not that old.
Well, I'm just saying, and Britney went there, and wow.
I think Britney may have been.
She made the right choice financially, I'm
sure.
Well, yeah, but that's probably a good place. Stay in one place. That's what MJ should have done.
Showbiz isn't kind to people, is it?
No, it's not. Make your money, get out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's those guys with the tigers still there, right? We never saw them, is it?
The Tiger Kings?
No.
They're in prison.
Different
He's in prison.
Tiger guys.
He's in prison.
Yeah, I know he is.
Yeah, and one of his boyfriends is in hell.
No, what are they called? There's a couple of guys who've got tigers.
Sorry, what?
There's a white tiger and a...
No? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Let's go see Carrot Top.
I know Carrot Top. I know Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man. We haven't seen that. And again, this is. I guess this is the issue. We're trying to prioritize the content we can make for you guys.
We can't.
Like, we can't just be going.
Film it.
Well, we spent X amount on tickets to go.
People
see...
are saying Siegfried and Roy. Or the two
is it
tiger
Siegfried
thing?
And Roy? I think it might be Siegfried and Roy.
Wow, everyone knows Siegfried and Roy.
Exactly.
Jeez.
This is why. Yeah. I mean.
Set them free.
I don't think we could go. I don't think I could go and see an animal-based act anymore. Now,
there's a photo of them. See, oh my god, that's from the 80s. They aren't still active, are they?
Wait, I thought.
Oh no, one of them's dead.
One of them's dead.
Is it from a?
One died by his own tiger.
Kind of serves him right.
One of them was killed by a tiger.
I don't have sympathy for someone who deals with tigers.
No. Stupid. Yeah. It's just like, hey, look at me. I've got this really dangerous animal that truly I can't really control.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Fuck, man. That's like the fucking killer dog issue, where it's just like, if you can't control your dog,
I would say
you shouldn't have it.
A massive, like, an owner issue.
Yeah.
This is the problem, because obviously there's, and I kind of think there should be some more control on, like, who can have dogs.
Yeah.
Especially powerful dogs.
Huge dogs.
But obviously, then there'll be like, there's probably an underground market. That, I mean, somebody's being bred legally anyway.
Yeah.
But like, was it a Bully XL, right? Is the one that they're proposing should be banned. But like, yeah, like most animals.
Why does,
like,
it have a size on the end of it?
I don't fucking know.
XL.
Maybe, can I just get an L?
No. You've got any M's?
Because, I mean,
M's or below.
Because more often than not, like, I mean, so, yeah, sure, those dogs might look threatening, but some of them are really fucking fine. It just depends on how they've been brought up and the ownership involved, because some people are just shit at dealing with their dogs.
Yeah.
But that applies to
loads
of dogs.
A lot of people are shit.
Like those tiny little fucking bastard dogs. What are they...
Tiny bastard dogs. Is that a breed?
Yeah. They're called
West
tiny
Highland
bastard
Terrors?
Dogs. Yeah.
Japanese Spitz.
What do they look like? West Highland Terrier?
Oh, no.
Little yappy fuckers.
Terrier?
There's Mexican ones.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahuas, they're the ones. Yeah, they're ratty little bastards. They can get pissy.
They are pissy.
And no one tries to ban those.
They
fuckers.
Got small dogs.
It's because you can easily pull them off of anything.
This is
they're
true.
Not much of a threat.
Well, Chihuahua goes like nuts, you just pick it up and go...
I think that's it. It's when you see someone who clearly looks much lighter than the dog they're holding. It's like, if that dog did run or try to grab... It's always a kid's face, right?
You just released
a
dangerous animal.
It's a child's face.
In the public.
Let's be honest. That's all they're so hungry for children's faces.
They love it.
It's something about their face. They just want to grab it, pull it off. But yeah, half the time you've got this kind of meek-looking bastard who just, hasn't washed. Yeah. And he's just like trying desperately to...
Who hasn't washed?
Yeah, this is the people I've seen.
That's just a weird
detail.
But
he's just desperately trying to pull it. And it's just like, well, if that dog did decide to do anything, you are fucked.
Yeah.
And whoever's at the other end. But I don't know, I've never seen a dangerous dog.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
That would snap a malnutrition meth forearm in half, wouldn't it?
Oh, what was that massive dog I saw? There's a Komo. No, it's like an Afghan something. It's like the biggest...
Wolfhound.
Afghan mountain dog.
Something like that. It's Komo or something. Oh, I don't know. But it was, that dog fucking looks terrifying. It's massive.
Yeah.
It's like that is like a tiger size.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that fucking trying to get to you.
Mm. Yeah.
But
I
don't know
about
if
getting an enormous
commonly
dog
in
to
the
go
UK.
With Mochi.
Sorry?
I was thinking about getting an enormous dog to go with Mochi.
To go with Mochi as a defender of Mochi.
Or just for the lol.
Oh, like a little and large.
Yeah. A Samoyed.
Yeah.
Which is like the big version
fluffy,
of Mochi.
Big fluffy.
And I just want the reaction of Mochi watching this dog grow bigger and bigger than her, and then her to have an existential crisis of like, why am I not that big? That's such a big version of
I don't think she has the processing power to even consider that. Anything like that. Just to think.
Maybe not.
To think outside the box, going, why is this thing bigger than me? I think, nah, waiting for a treat. I had to take Murph to a fucking vet today.
Why?
He can't shit.
Oh no.
Well, I gave him like a bone thing the other day, and like, well, a day ago. He hasn't been able to shit since. He crouches down to do it.
Doesn't
come
out.
He can't go.
Can you give him like laxatives?
Well, I have.
Or
that's why I'm kind of worried.
You're going to go home and just find like chocolate worried. Milkshake okay, everywhere.
Just before we left, I was like, oh, fuck. I hope he doesn't just shit everywhere.
He could have
But then
done.
he was struggling so much, I don't think he would. But then there has been times, and this is a dog owner's like life, is dealing with dog shit all the time. I've talked about it plenty of times.
Yeah.
And like he's had a bone before, and it's been fine, but like the poos are like harder.
Yeah.
And like he yelps, he does a little... Like you think someone's attacking him when he poops it out.
That's
and
uncommon.
Like, yeah, I think this one was... I was worried it was lodged in him. So I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah, you can get...
So I took him to the vet and... yeah,
get some serious issues.
For a vet to finger bang my dog.
I would have paid more.
And she was like, no, I think it's... I think he's just trying to push it out. I was like, yeah, I think he is as well.
So when
trying
is she...
to push out an egg.
He's just not doing
she
a good
or
job.
She put the finger...
I was holding him like a barrel. I was like making
sure... And she was just putting a finger...
And she was just
ass.
Making sure that... Because obviously, like, I think... The if it's lodged like further into his stomach, as in if it's stuck,
but how did he react to getting a finger pushed up his ass?
Oh, he was struck. It was a traumatic experience.
Did he like swing his head around a lot?
Well, he was. They put a little muzzle on him because he was trying to like bite her.
Oh, right.
Because he was just like really like get off my ass, as you would. It was traumatizing.
Did she spit on her fingers before she did it?
If you did this to a human, you go to prison.
Did she spit on her fingers?
I don't think she spat on her fingers.
She got lube.
No, I didn't see. I was at his end, just calming him down. I was calming him down, but I had to hold him,
yeah,
and like really just wrestle all the muscular movement that he was just trying to get out of there. And it's like, oh, poor guy. It's like, I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry. And yes, yeah, she was like, yeah, no, he's probably going to poo it out. It's just going to take a while. I was like, okay. And then laxatives. Grim.
He's shitting all over.
I don't know. I do not think he is. He's going to have to push. He's going to have to, it's going to be like a birth. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun. That's when I think I'm not going to give him a bone again.
No, I wouldn't.
God, no.
No. Shards.
Can you film it when he does do the poop?
You want me to film him taking a shit?
It could be hours.
Well, no, mate, last night, so I took him out when I got home. So I took him out like 6, then I took him out at 8, then I took him out at 11. All these times because I knew he consciously wasn't having a shit. I was like, okay, maybe he's a bit better now. Took him out at 2 a.m. He still Jesus. Didn't. Took him out at 5:30 a.m.
That's too long.
Because I was consciously thinking, God, like he's not done it in a while
too
now.
Early in the morning.
And like it was playing on my mind to that point where I was literally couldn't sleep. That's worrying.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's... Would you just sleep through that? Would you think, fuck it. It's a dog. If he died, I would jump off the cliff. Honestly, that would be not cool.
Oh my God.
I'm not emotionally capable to deal with him dying. So right. I was worried about it. And then 5 a.m., then I was like, okay, well, 7, we'll try it. Nope. And then I called the vet. And then...
She was like,
he'll do it. Just give him some of these. I was like, oh, brilliant. Okay. £75, please, sir. I was like, fuck me.
She did. I mean, you had to pay me. To pay me more than 75 quid to put my fingers up a dog's ass.
Why?
Why not? I don't want to put my fingers up a dog's ass.
They're always doing that.
Yeah, now they are, but that doesn't degrade their price. Well, not, you don't go in and go, well, how much do you enjoy putting your fingers up a dog's ass?
That's probably much more preferable than to like putting it to sleep and cutting it open and like. Rummaging around or keyhole surgery and stuff. That's horrible. That's like rough.
But what I'm saying is £75.
Yeah, no,
I need to be paid.
I think
more
that's not bad. Not
to do
the
job.
Craziest price considering yeah. like it's like instant as in like I got to see them straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, all private, isn't it? Yeah.
And it was, yeah, but like I on the phone I was like, look, like you probably could just tell me on the phone what I should do. Do I just get laxatives? And they probably would have said, yeah, sure, and it would cost a tenner.
Dog lax.
You're gonna have to seal.
Like, no, come in straight away, sir. Yes, come in. £75. Woo. Fuckers.
Do they?
I saved my dog. It's fine.
Do they have the vacuum option?
Well, do you know what? I was thinking of creative ways, and like,
shaking
then I thought, like, how bad would it be if you just put a tube in his bum? Then
he could prolapse him.
You could really fuck up the insides of the dog.
Yeah, of course,
it's not a fucking plumber.
Think
it's
about
like,
what you
plumbing.
Do this to a human being. No, so don't do
use
it.
Use a plunger.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Like, you can get a turkey base to fill it with hot water, squeeze
well,
it in.
Well, that was the other thing. Was like, yeah. Do you want to? Because I gave him a bit of coconut oil.
Yeah.
Because apparently, like certain oils can help, like loosen them up,
like
some sort of fucking mechanical toy.
So fats and oils make your shits more liquidy.
Yeah. So I gave him some of that, and obviously that didn't make a difference in the morning. But I did think that maybe if you turkey based and then kind of loosen up. But fuck me, like I don't want to think of anything.
Well, you do.
But like. You know your dog needs to have a shit. If he doesn't have a shit, poor little bastard
funnel.
Was just looked uncomfortable most of the night. He's like, wriggling around, he's like, and he kept laying down on the walk because he just
did. You try massaging his stomach?
Oh, that's why I was laying down.
You could feel it in there.
Oh.
You could feel like kind of hard and tubing. It's fucking weird, man. Do you feel that on your lizards?
No.
You wouldn't.
They're all squishy.
They're all squishy.
You could just squeeze.
You could squeeze my toothpaste.
Shut up. Oh, squished in too hard.
So yeah, so I mean they do say if your dog has a poor stomach, you can give it a gentle massage. Don't push, because I was worried that now, like, what if there were shards and I'm just like lacerating him by like rubbing it. That's scary.
Nice anal
fissures. Scary fucking thought.
As long as he's drinking enough, he should be right.
Yeah, well that's it, yeah. He was drinking. And he seemed fine. If he was completely like kind of just not bothered, like kind of just completely lazy looking and
lethargic,
then he's yeah he would be at death's door probably, but he's fine.
So you got to get in there with a dessert spoon and start digging it out. Yeah, like you're working at a coal face.
Yeah, all right buddy. The thing is, I'm here like I'm there just like standing over him cheering him on. I'm just like, oh yeah, go on, good boy. Yeah. You can see this kind of like almost this there's a genuine fear, because he's like he thinks someone's trying to hurt him from behind. He's like there, this egg kind of shape's forming, oh but he can't God. Push past that barrier. And it's almost like you want to fucking give him a C-section. You want to be like, come on, buddy, let's get this bad boy out of there.
Let's cut this shit out of you.
Just release. But like, yeah, you can't force a dog to
that
shit.
That would be way more painful.
Well, I'm not going to do that to him.
Also, you can't because you're not a surgeon. You've actually got no idea. You're just imagining if you start cutting.
I was trying to think of what would you God. Do? Have you ever had a hard shit like that, though? Yeah. Like, have you ever had one where you really just didn't want to push?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, ooh, you laxatives. Ooh, I'm not pushing there.
No, I just push beyond
it. Have you pushed through?
Yeah.
No. I did once and it was horrible. I hated it. Never again.
I've done it.
It felt like a golf ball of just pain. Jesus.
And I've definitely had ones that are really sharp.
My empathy was there. That's where my memory was of like that moment. And then,
you got to
like,
go through
him
it.
Having to push what is probably like a hardened crust of like bone formed into the shape of a turd, desperately trying to get it out of there, but it's breaching a hole that isn't big enough. So poor little guy, man. I thought she was gonna turkey baste him. I thought she was gonna put some sort of fluid up his ass. I thought, well, I mean, anything, just do anything. He looks uncomfortable. Poor little guy.
So how long?
And you can't show that much emotion on his
face.
He's got eyebrows, but that's about. Sorry.
What kind of laxatives was he had?
I don't know, it was just like this paste.
Is it like something they put in his mouth?
It was literally just like a food paste type thing, because they'll just eat it.
Did he like it?
He didn't. He ate it, yeah.
And so
he didn't ask for seconds. Didn't just go, can I have some more, please?
So you might
he
go
would
home
eat more.
To
I could give him loads. I gave the amount that he was supposed to have. So.
What are you going to do if the equivalent of a brown fruit has happened all over your house now, then?
Then I'm going to get You'd the fucking marigold.
Have you had a bad like poo incident before?
No, he's never shat in my house.
Right,
he's never pissed in my house. Even on the balcony, he won't do it, which I kind of think is
that
annoying.
Sounds heavenly.
It's partially annoying though, because I do have to. It's four floors. You got to go down to let him do his business, and it's just like, well, at least
trust
pee
me,
on there. You
worse.
Can pee on there, but
getting a mop out
in the house though. Yeah, he's never done it.
Soaking
he's really
up piss
well,
and
like
shit.
He was. We were very strict with him at the beginning.
Half eaten, cool.
And so yeah, he
brush my dog's teeth. Now.
He's thrown up on the carpet before though. That's different. He doesn't care about throwing up in the house. But I mean, to be fair, a dog throwing up is a really unsettling sight.
Yeah,
it's kind of like like their stomach kind of vacuums in, and it kind of like convulses, and it's just there's really kind of like, what the fuck can I do?
Yeah,
what do I?
That's like the Mexican wave.
Pull his
thing,
ears
right?
back.
Like,
don't worry, buddy. Yeah, it's really just like a really weird like suction sound. It's like,
yeah,
fuck. And you just look at him, kind of just what do? just place him away from carpet, just onto the hard point,
towards face towards enemy.
The,
No, no.
And you're trying to like
there have been times where I think that I've heard that noise, and I have never gotten out of bed faster.
Yeah,
because you then want to make sure he's not on the carpet. Because fuck me, like it's hard to get out of the carpet. It's like acidic.
It is, yeah.
Just creates this kind of like whitish, paler stain on the carpet.
That's why I got wood floors.
Yeah, I haven't ever asked about the bedroom, but like he stays in the bed, so like luckily he doesn't do it on the bed. But if I hear that little. I am like I wake up like some, like there's an air raid siren. It is literally like that, like a helicopter above my house. Like the other day,
like
5:30 a.m. You got a fucking helicopter in the middle of Bristol. Looked like it was about to land on my balcony. It literally and Murphy was like, like barking his head off. Like, yeah, what the fuck? There's a fucking helicopter about to land on us. That was weird. I was scared.
What do you think they were finally coming for you?
Finally,
they were like,
they're
going to get King of the Pirates.
Yeah, flush it all, boy. Flush it, just flush. Okay.
Now, what I told you about pissing on all the hard drives. Come on, douse those suckers.
Yeah, so that's dog life. That's You know, you just what, let Mochi shit there and go, oh, for fuck's sake. How does she, why does she sit shit inside still? She just, I thought she had a cat flap.
No, I can't have the cat flap anymore because Ripley's an indoor cat.
You're indoor cat, yeah.
I don't know why. It's a behaviour that sticks, and no amount of training will stop her from doing it when I'm away. But it doesn't happen that often. It's not such a big deal that I'm like, this is bad, and then we have to pay for training or something.
Right. But when you come home, you're not like just suddenly checking all the floors.
No, I don't have to religiously
sniffing
do that.
Heavily. Let me just make. No.
If I do it, if it happens, it's my fault because like I should have let her out just before I probably forgot to let her out. And it's my own fault. And I left her too long, and she just got to the point where she can't hold it in anymore.
Tiny bladder.
Yeah. But that's it.
That's fair enough.
And I'm sure that's exciting.
Yeah.
For our audience.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well,
there was one thing we asked our audience, and that was the hypothetical.
Indeed. Yes.
Which we round it off.
Yeah. With our last hypothetical, unless we obviously come up with random ones in future episodes, which might happen. Okay. So the winning one is the following, which is from the internet. Would you like to read it?
Oh, shit. Yeah. It was the top one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why, but you've ended up reading them, so...
That's fine. Okay,
I wouldn't want to take that away
read.
From you.
As long as my fingers are touching each word. You are selected to play a game against another person. The winner will get £1 million. You're allowed to choose any game. This kind of sounds like... Okay, I'll read on. And the other person will be coached by the best players of that game for some time, depending on the game. What game do you choose? Was this in Squid Game? Was it?
No,
this was. Oh, that's when they're not doing like a marble game. No, choosing what the rules were. That's probably different.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So any game. So that could be video game, like sports based games.
Yeah. So basically, in Squid Game, they were given a bag of marbles and told to compete against other people, and they would agree the rule set with the marbles.
Yeah. Okay. That's not the same. I just,
in a world where everyone understands marble rules,
you didn't always play marbles.
Everyone, I know. That's a good game. It's like, luckily, everyone's played some form of game with marbles because it sure isn't common where I grew up. Anyway, yeah. So we are going to basically play against another person. So it's got to be a game that you're going to be really good at, and then they're going to be trained as much as they can to try and compete against
you. By the best in the world.
Yeah,
I feel like you got to level the playing field, right? No amount of coaching of this game will make them much better than what we are. So you got to find a game that hasn't got complications or like a skill set which can be trained. Something like hide and seek
or D&D.
Like
if D&D counted,
hide and seek because you're choosing a game. Surely, we can say you can use video games though. What is there a video game you're particularly good at?
It has to be. Let's say it has to be a video game.
No amount of why?
Oh, okay,
because that makes this harder. It makes this more focused. Oh, but you could just choose prop hunt.
Prop hunt.
Yeah, you play prop hunt. Yeah,
because it's like no amount of coaching.
But they could learn the maps.
That's playing against yourself though as well because. Like you say, they could learn the maps in a short period of time. But like, people normally
it
always hide around here.
It would be very frustrating to not find them, and they're like a tiny little, I don't know, takeaway cup or something like that.
So you try and hide. Basically.
Surely, like if you challenged me and you said Dota, and someone trained me, I couldn't. Yeah. I still would not be able to beat you.
Yeah,
like that. How long is the training? It says just some time.
Let's presume it's. Let's say it's
how many 10,000 hours you've played?
No, like 3,000. But like I haven't played Dota in about a year,
so it's gonna be
far better. You're right,
of course,
simply because of the time investment needed.
Yeah.
I don't think I could probably. It would take me a long time to get as good as you at COD. I don't know anything about the game. That would be probably where I'd have to learn the most because like stuff like shooter reflexes are broad. I mean, you could learn recoil.
You could also have an off day
stuff,
as well.
Yeah.
And like not be good that day.
Yeah. Well, don't matter because you're hiding. In the moment you've been asked to compete for £1 million, your first option was to, I'm going to hide really well.
Well, that's the thing. It's that there's no barrier to entry. Yeah. They're not going to be any better at it than I am.
Yeah. Like, I understand your reasoning. It's just funny
that
that's why your brain
that you
mind went to hiding straight away.
I want to hide. You'll never find me.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean, though. In a world, that's why I said D&D could be a good one, because before we said it had to be a video game.
Right.
Because you could learn all the rules of D&D, but if you're shit at thinking on your feet or role-playing or using those rules to your advantage, then it doesn't really matter. So what you're saying is like you need to capitalize on untrainable skills in a trainable environment. So what would you like? For me, oh, fuck, I don't know. It's very, because I like team-based games and I like competitive games, and competitive games can 100% be trained.
All right, the full show of a Gladiators episode.
Huh?
You participate in Gladiators.
Oh, okay.
With the other contestant.
Yeah.
And you got to go through Wolf.
Yeah.
And all that.
I could choose somebody who's physically inferior to me.
You don't choose.
Well, that's fucked.
What?
Well, if you were just going to go against like Wolf or someone.
No,
I'm going to go against a 90-year-old lady.
You can't choose that.
Strength, defeat. <Yeah.
laughs> She's rolling around
a montage of you wailing on old lady with a fucking on the top of a podium.
I've got one of those things.
I'm going to break your hip, lady.
The stick with the big cushions on the end. I just one bop around the head. Yeah, £1 million. No, when it comes to video games, I guess what's my best game? Fuck, I don't know, man. I don't think I'm very good at any game, honestly. I don't think I'm that kind of gamer.
It depends on who you're up against, isn't it? Because obviously, yeah, like you say, you'd want to choose someone who isn't familiar with that game.
Yeah.
Trials.
Yeah.
I'm more than likely able to beat someone, an average person that gets trained for a little bit at Trials.
Yeah.
Because it takes muscle memory to get good at that game, and that takes time.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I think it would take time for certain shooters as well to get used to either the gun or like the way it's played. Or
well, there are trainable skills within a shooter, isn't it? Like, for example, Counter-Strike is recoil patterns.
It does give you some time.
You learn.
It's so loose and vague. If it's like, oh, you know, 100 hours. Like,
should we say 100 hours then? That's a decent amount.
Do you think 100 hours? I still think, Trials is probably a good shout for you, because holy shit. I mean, we've played the same amount of time as Trot has. And we're no better.
You've done 100
than
hours.
Than we were when we started.
No, I know.
Whereas he's obviously just...
personal interest, though, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. Hopefully, we pick someone that just doesn't want to learn that much either.
And they want the million, though, surely.
They want the million. Yeah, true. That's a good motivation.
Very good motivation.
It's kind of a shit sandwich for them.
Remember when there was a TV show where people had to learn like a skill over a month, and then they would get money if they did it? I think it was hosted by Carol Vorderman or something like that. But basically, the challenge was, I remember one, is a woman had to learn every single tube stop on the London Tube, and like where it was placed on the map.
God.
And she had, I think it was like a month to learn it, and from memory.
It's like learning that taxi map guide.
The knowledge.
But obviously, you have longer than a month, but like, I mean, that's
It's called Google Maps.
But this was like that, except she didn't get a million, she got less than that, but she got a chunk of change, and she succeeded. It was very impressive.
Well, you just have to read them all out? Like if you memorize every state.
Yeah, she's like, okay, right, Victoria Line, this stop, then this stop. It had to be in order.
What's after Victoria Parade?
Yeah, exactly. But like, she had to lay it all out. It was pretty wild.
How would you try and learn?
Oh, Cilla Black, Moment of Truth is what it's called.
Moment of Truth, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Got so fucking
Cilla Black
marketing on that. How would you remember that? I feel like I would literally just... So do you listen to like the same playlists on Spotify sometimes? Yeah. And you
know what song's coming
you
next.
You know exactly. Even though obviously you've curated the playlist, but I don't shuffle it. I just tend to go, oh, I'll listen to this again. It's just,
and you associate the end of one song.
All of
with
the song.
Start,
yeah. And I remember the exact start of the next one. I'm like, you could just do that with all of the names and just play it over and over in your head until you're like, well, that comes after that.
And
one,
you can use all those techniques of like,
in your bathroom, have all of the things on there. It's all revising tips, if anything.
Ultimately,
so if
study.
Revising,
exactly. Ultimately, it's the same skills, really, that you use with studying. But then again, think about like, I hate revising as well. I don't like academics, full stop. It turned out I was like, don't think I like studying very much, but when you find a thing you love to read about, then you have no problems, and that's really it. It's not necessarily about people who are good at revising and bad at revising. It's a person that's able to motivate themselves to engage with what they're doing. That's what it comes down to.
It's quite hard to do with kids.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Also, if you don't know what you want, I think it helps a lot if you know what you want in life, what you want to be, what you enjoy early on. And some people do. Yeah. A lot of people don't. And that's where you get a bit lost, I think.
Yeah. But fuck, yeah. I had friends who, like, I'd go in their houses and, you'd go in their bathroom and it'd be filled with, like, random facts, science facts. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, no, she's helping me revise. It's like, oh, I guess so. If you're just taking a shit, you can just look around.
And
soak it in.
It
again.
Kind of just soaks into you organically, which is quite a good way to do, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you choose to look around in people's bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop. I'm there.
I'm normally just staring at my own dick.
I'm usually pooping in the system.
Then you have to scroll all the research notes on.
I walk in, and if I see an open top openable system, I'm like, nice.
Jackpot.
There it is. Lay a deuce.
Oh, baby.
And then go, good luck having.
Mine's inside the wall. How do I get this off? Sorry, what? Just like, you took a flush panel off. What the hell? Yeah, I had to get to the cistern. Yeah. How? Why?
If you're confused as to there. Why the toilet's always Ooh. Brown, don't look in your cistern.
So many bits. It's never clean.
Well, holy shit, that was it.
That was a hypothetical, sure.
That was the end of the hypothetical. Ended on shit.
Oh, God, it did.
Dog shit.
Why not? I'm sorry for bringing
poo eye at the start.
The dog shit comes up. The poo eye thing wasn't. It wasn't. I didn't get
poo eye.
I mean, I guess bacteria can be from anywhere.
Yeah, and yours was from poo.
It could have been from the dog, which dog again,
pink eye,
gave him
dog
a wash
pink eye
as well. Kept my eyes away from him.
So we hope you
really
enjoyed.
Don't touch your eyes.
Yeah, don't touch your eyes.
It's worrying
after finger banging a dog.
Don't finger bang a dog and then touch your eye. Or don't hold your dog in a braced position with his muzzle on while he just struggles and a vet sticks their finger up his
butt. Sometimes you have to do that.
I felt like I violated my son.
You complicit.
I was complicit. I said, no, it's a medical professional saying this is fine. But in any other, if I did this on the streets and a stranger helped me, we would be taken to prison. We would be taken somewhere.
It's for your own good.
And that almost happened yesterday. There was a guy who literally was trying to put water into his left hand. He was like, oh, I'll be a dog. And obviously Murphy's there trying to squeeze one out. And he's like, oh, let me help your dog. He came up with these dirty, and he just had a cigarette as well. So he had these dirty, grimy hands, poured like a bottle of water and was trying to feed him. And I'm just like, well, give him water. And I'm just like, oh, thanks, mate. Thank you. So, I love bagels. It's like, oh, cool. Please don't touch him. I don't want to wash him. Some of the people you see, just honestly.
Terrifying.
You spend a couple of hours every day wandering around anywhere in Bristol. I've explored pretty much everywhere. Do not go. There are certain places. Oh my God. This happened. Just to squeeze this in at the end.
Yeah. It's a public service announcement.
But like,
do not go where?
Where subway, do you live in Bristol?
There was a subway near what's now called the Chocolate Path, which isn't what you think it is.
The Chocolate Path.
Yeah. And I went down the subway. There were these two guys who looked very shady. And like, and Murph was just really wanted to sniff him, so he did.
Yeah.
Then we walked further down, and there was a guy with his hands on the back of his head, just pissing openly in the center of the path, in the middle of a pathway that led under a tunnel.
Yeah.
Behind him was a woman snorting something.
Oh my
against,
God.
She was just like, she was doing this, like she was like crouched over a little bit, and there was a guy shooting up on the corner. I was
the
like,
trifecta.
What the? I was like, it was 7 p.m. It was when it was really nice and sunny out. I was like,
how does this?
Well, how is this? How am I witnessing all of this happening in front of me right
yeah,
now?
But you got all three. So did you make a wish?
I made several wishes.
I wish to live.
I wish I didn't ever come this
I wish
way.
I'd never come here.
Fucking hell!
Where is that near then?
That was like near the Chocolate Path, which is like. It's like top of it's you're heading towards Cumberland. It's on Cumberland Road somewhere, but there's like a subway that goes underneath towards the train tracks. You know, we filmed like that other stuff on Spike Island. It's near there. Just don't go to that subway bit because it's terrible. My friend, like when we were in Iceland, he said he walked Murphy and he goes, oh, I walked under this tunnel and there was just human shit in the middle of the tunnel. And I was like,
oh, you're lucky.
Oh, I was like, oh God, which I didn't realize it was the same tunnel, and I was like. I went through that tunnel, mate. And yeah, I saw more tunnel. Than just a human shit.
Jesus Christ.
Shooting up, snorting, pissing, and just kind of just some general eerie vibes. And it was bright and sunny. Just a hot, sunny day.
Unreal.
The guy who pissing didn't even like speed up to like hurry up and like put it away.
Oh,
he
sorry,
did,
mate.
But he took his time. And I feel like that's just, oh, come on.
Did he have you to fold it up?
And I'm here like just desperately trying to make sure Murphy doesn't try and approach these people.
Oh, a fountain.
No, don't go near them.
Yeah,
don't go
right.
near them.
All right, mate. Yeah.
Don't touch my dog.
You're right. Just pissing away. Nice. No, I love beagles. Does he want a drink?
No, I don't think
he
does.
Holds out a cuff.
Hand cups his hands.
Yeah. Well, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll be back next week with another Hat Chat.
Yes.
Indeed.
Hopefully.
And thanks to our fingle maker, Jake Harkonnen. Here it is again. Enjoy.
Oh, God, there's a bagpipe.
It's back.
Bye.
Thanks.